Thank you. And it's a St. Patrick's Day version of the good stuff. And I'm not going to do my Irish accent.
You don't have an Irish accent.
No, that's true.
Hi, we're Mike and Kim, and you're listening to the good stuff.
The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts May 6th and 7th with horse racing. 6 days of racing, in fact. Mitchell Tenpenny headlines a concert on May 8th. And there's bronc riding, a matched bronc riding, mutton busting, wild horse race, and a street dance. Complete schedule and tickets on the buckinghorsesale.com.
Brooks Chalky Butte Angus Sale is Saturday, April 1st in Bowman, North Dakota at Bowman Auction Market. The sale starts at 1 Mountain Time featuring 140 yearling registered Angus bulls and 400 commercial heifers. Cattle bred to perform on the ranch, in the feed yard, and on the plate. DVA Auction will broadcast the sale live at 1 p.m. Saturday, April 1st in Bowman for Brooks Chalky Butte Angus.
Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. It's a reliable source for agricultural news, rodeo standings, market results, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for the three-state region, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Happen to be at Spearfish and looking for something to do? You need to stop in at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish. That's right in South Dakota, of course, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can also make an appointment. They have a ton to look over, so make sure you stop in at Yesterday's Antiques. So, Mike, what do you have?
Well, today for St. Patrick's Day, a story that I've really liked about the Irish, and I know people have heard it before. Jim's used it before, and I just thought maybe we'd tell you about Ireland declaring war on France, okay?
That's right. It's one of my favorite stories.
Well, Jacques Chirac, the French president, is sitting in his office one day when his telephone rings. "Hello, Mr. Chirac," a heavily accented voice said. "This is Patty down at the Harp Pub in County Clare, Ireland, and I'm ringing to inform you that we are officially declaring war on you." "Well, Patty," Chirac explained, "this is indeed important news. How big is your army?" "Right now," says Patty, after a moment's calculation, "there's myself, my cousin Sean, and next-door neighbor Seamus, and the entire darts team from the pub. That makes 8. Chirac paused. "I must tell you, Patty, that I have 100,000 men in my army waiting to move on my command." "Begorra," says Patty, "I'll have to ring you back." Sure enough, the next day, Patty calls again. "Mr. Chirac, the war is still on. We have managed to get us an infantry equipment." "And what equipment would that be, Patty?" Chirac asked. "Well, we have 2 combines, a bulldozer, and Murphy's farm tractor." Chirac sighs, amused. "I must tell you, Patty, that I have 6,000 tanks and 5,000 armored personnel carriers. Also, I have increased my army to 150,000 since last we spoke." "Saints preserve us," says Patty. "I'll have to ring you back." Sure enough, next day, Patty rings again. "Mr. Chirac, the war is still on. We have managed to get ourselves airborne. We have modified Jackie McLaughlin's ultralight with a couple of shotguns in the cockpit, and 4 boys from the Shamrock Bar have joined us as well." Chirac was silent for a minute, then he cleared his throat. "I must tell you, Patty, that I have 100 bombers and 200 fighter planes. My military bases are surrounded by laser-guided surface-to-air missile sites, and since we last spoke, I have increased my army to 200,000. "Holy Mary and Joseph," says Patty, "I'll ring you back." Sure enough, Patty calls again the next day. "Top of the morning to you, Mr. Chirac. I'm sorry to inform you that we have had to call off the war." "Really? I'm kind of sorry to hear that," says Chirac. "Why the sudden change of heart?" "Well," says Patty, "we had a long chat over a few pints of Guinness and decided there's no way we can feed 200,000 French prisoners."
And there you go. What else can you say, right?
And that is, and there you have it, the story of Ireland declaring war on France and not wanting to take the prisoners. They are optimistic.
I was just going to say, that's such an amazing example of a positive attitude. There's no pessimism in their life.
What do you have for St. Patrick's Day here in the final part of our program?
Okay, well, I tell you what, I have got some Irish proverbs. I've been sharing some of these as we've been leading up to St. Patrick's Day. And so as we're getting ready to close, I'll add a few more for the morning program. "You never miss the water till the well has run dry." Another proverb, "A cabin with plenty of food is better than a hungry castle." And to wrap it up, "When a twig grows hard, it is difficult to twist it. Every beginning is weak and a good place to start."
And happy St. Patrick's Day from the good stuff.